Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the yardstick of good and evil, or the measure of good and evil might be a better translation of the word me'yar here. Standard of good and evil. How can we assess whether something is good or evil, right? Is it because we do not like it that we characterize it as evil, or is it because it's really evil? Is it because we are fond of something that we call it good, or should we call something good because religion has told us to be that it is good? We have a couple of verses in the Holy Quran that allude to this topic. One of the verses is about jihad. In the Holy Quran, we read the following: warfare has been prescribed for you, though it is repulsive to you. You know, jihad or warfare, defending one's nation, defending one's family, these kind of things. These have been prescribed for you, have been ordained for you. But some people don't like it. Then God says, yet it may be that you dislike something while it is good for you. And it may be that you love something while it is bad for you. And Allah knows and you do not know. Therefore, in this verse, God kind of clearly states that, you know, some things being good and some things being evil, it doesn't depend on what you like or what you don't like. This is kind of interesting, kind of tied up to a theory in ethics, which is a branch of philosophy. And this theory says that in their explanation of good and evil, some people say that some experts in ethics, they have a theory where they say that good and evil are concepts that express the personal tastes of individuals, right? When I say that, for example, when you say that this is a good shirt, what does it mean? I like this shirt, right? So these philosophers, they say that in the same way, when we say that lying is bad, it's actually an expression of our feelings and our opinions about lying. When I say that lying is bad, it means that I don't like lying. I'm not fond of it, right? So they interpret these concepts in this way. But we as Muslims who follow the Quran and the Hadith, we know that this is wrong, right? We consider good and bad to be objective, not subjective in this sense. And this is what we also gather from the Holy Quran, like the verses such as this. In another verse we read, man prays for evil as avidly as he prays for good, and man is over hasty. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, that good whose end consequence is the fire is not good, and that hardship whose end consequence is paradise is not bad. Every bliss other than paradise is inferior, and every calamity other than the fire itself is a comfort. Right? So, if something we think is good, but we end up going to hell for it, well, that thing is not good. And also, if something we think is bad, but we end up going to heaven for it, well, it's not bad. It's something good. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the measure of good and evil in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.